Dr. Leslie. We have a special guest here today, and it smells so fabulous here in the studio. We are all about essential oils and the frequency that they bring. How are you doing today, Dr. Leslie?
Oh, I'm doing so well. I'm quite excited because we've got so much going on today.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this. So what we're doing is moving forward with, let's just put a little foundation to what's happening here, because really what we're doing is moving forward with tools to move up that emotional ladder.
Absolutely.
Now, why? Basically, what we're doing is raising our frequency. And as we do, that means we step into that openness to receive. That means that we become the manifestors of what we intend in our life.
That's right.
So when we're holding that high frequency and we're holding a space in ourselves that's in the flow,
mm-hmm.
yeah, with the loving stream of well-being that's there for us all the time.
That's right.
Okay. When we are open and in the flow with that, good things are coming our way, okay?
Absolutely.
It means that we're living in joy, peace, and harmony.
Yes, with the universe.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that with the love of God surrounding us, we are actually attracting into our lives people that are like angels in physical bodies.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and I'm loving that.
Yes. So we have circumstances and relationships that come through for us that are actually bringing through heaven on earth in our own lives as we are here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenge is, how do we get from a lower place on that ladder?
Right.
Because we know that, you know, this is like training ground, really.
Oh,
this
absolutely.
Is like boot camp.
It's boot camp.
Okay. So we're being challenged. How many people know that we've got challenges coming in life?
Right? You better know.
We can talk
daily. Daily challenges.
So how do we move out of getting caught up in those challenges into living life abundantly and in control of how we're feeling,
mm-hmm.
and the love that's flowing through us?
Absolutely.
Okay? These are tools that we're going to be bringing through once again today,
mm-hmm.
to help us move up that ladder so that we are living in that kind of love, joy, and abundance.
All righty, with the acceptance.
That's exactly right. So the two things that are coming through, we actually have a couple of special guests.
Yes, we do.
And one is our very special guest, Farrah Noel.
Who is fabulous and smelling fabulous as well.
What a beautiful name.
I know, right?
Noel.
Makes me want to sing. It makes me want to sing.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for the compliments.
So Farrah's going to be presenting us with, Farrah's going to be educating us.
There we go. It's
about essential oils. Farrah, I've already been really expanded in my understanding of essential oils and my enthusiasm for the use of them from the conversations we've had already.
Mm-hmm.
So I really thank you for being here today and contributing to our conversation about moving from pain to gain in life. And I appreciate you being here. Later in the show, we are going to connect with Marcella Ashburn McBride,
mm-hmm.
who will be continuing the conversation about Mary Magdalene
and
the energies
absolutely.
That are being brought through now to help us once again have another tool to step on up.
All right.
And be receiving the blessings and goodness that are there for us and overcoming, you know, the challenges that are coming up from day to day.
All right.
So, Farrah, how did you get so passionate about these essential oils? Like, what brought this whole thing into your life?
Well, I literally stumbled upon the essential oils because I was introduced to the company through their nutritional products.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started taking the nutritionals, and they had I've had such positive results with that that I decided to look further and look at what the company offers. And I saw that we had conference calls about essential oils. So I said, well, let me find out what these essential oils are all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a whole bunch of testimonies with people saying that it's helped them with all sorts of common ailments such as flu, acne, hair loss, breathing issues, asthma, snoring,
wow.
scars,
wait.
Stretch marks.
Can you back up on that S word? Did she say snoring?
She said snoring, and I said, wow.
Snoring. Absolutely.
Honey, Ken, it's my husband listening.
Oh, no. You know Ken is listening. Of course.
We'll have a chat about this later. Farrah, can I just make
what?
A little note? I'll be asking you which oils to get for that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And so I heard all these wonderful testimonies about the uses of essential oils. So I decided to look further into it, and I bought my first book on essential oils, which is written by Dr. Wallach, the founder of the company.
Okay.
And it goes a lot into the safety of the oils, because it's very important to tell all our listeners that these are very powerful oils. Mm-hmm. Essential oils are the product of medicinal herbs. They have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years, very used by Egyptians and the Chinese in ancient times.
Oh, so we can say thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands of years.
Yes. And there are many references in the Bibles to oils.
That's right.
We may recall the story of the three wise men that brought gifts to baby Jesus. And what did he bring?
Frankincense and myrrh.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And those are essential oils. And those are the two of the most healing of the essential oils. And so that's a little bit of the history on the essential oils. And they're very, we must use them with care, because they're not toys.
That's right.
A little bit goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, 1 to 2 drops will do everything you need it to do. Actually, mm-hmm. 4 drops will not do any more than 2 drops most mm-hmm. of the time.
Gotcha.
We need to be careful with keeping our eyes and mouths closed. Most of them are not meant to be ingested.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And unless you really, you know, are experienced, you've read about it, you've educated yourself, we know in our company about our essential oils, which are EOBBD certified.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that essential oils botanically and biochemically defined. And what that means is that they're tested, they're certified, and they're graded for their purity levels by the Aromatherapy Board in Europe.
Wow.
And not every company can say that.
That's right. I didn't even know there was a such thing as an aromatherapy board.
Absolutely.
So there's mm-hmm. my education for the day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about, for example, our tea tree oil, which is commonly referred to as the medicine chest in a bottle, it's one of the most adaptive oils. It's soothing. It's antiseptic. A 1 drop on your little pinky finger, you put it in your mouth, swoosh it around, it'll take care of your sore throat.
Hmm.
Now, it's an acquired taste.
I'm sure,
but
it's okay.
Once you get the relief and you know that you're using a natural product, the next time you have a sore throat, you're probably gonna reach out for your tea tree.
Now, mm-hmm. I just want to say, I living in all the years in New Zealand,
yes.
I have experienced tea tree oil and used it, you know, throughout a number of years. And yes, the taste is not something that you really want to be sucking on all day long.
Exactly.
But I mean, it's not terrible.
No.
But it's got a very astringent type of taste.
Yep.
You can
yeah.
tell there's a real cleanness to it.
Exactly.
Right? But powerful for so many things.
Absolutely.
So many things. So this is what we're calling natural, even vibrational medicine, isn't it? So we give it the same respect. It sounds like these particular oils from, what's the name of the manufacturing company?
It's Ancient Legacy. It's Ancient Legacy.
Ancient
but
Legacy.
It's distributed by Youngevity.
Okay, Youngevity mm-hmm. distributing Ancient Legacy oils, and obviously, they're very high-end medicinal grade.
Absolutely.
They've made the grade.
They've made the grade.
Yes.
Grade A.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and because certainly, like every other product available on the earth, you've got your high end and your lower end, and these are very pure, highly medicinal oils. So we want to respect them like a medicine too. Is
absolutely.
That what you're saying?
Because when we say that you can put our tea tree in your mouth, we can absolutely say that ours is safe,
mm-hmm.
ours is therapeutic, and it's medicinal grade.
Uh-huh.
And the same goes for our peppermint.
Okay.
Peppermint is another good one for sore throats.
Right.
Coughing, digestive issues, acid reflux. The word Pepto-Bismol, Pepto and Pepto-Bismol comes from peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
Has peppermint oil, peppermint and bismuth. And 1 drop in 8 ounces of water, and you sip on it, and that will help you. It sinus infections, it can help with that as well. Headaches, absolutely. 1 drop on the back of your neck, on your temples, on your forehead, at the hairline, because peppermint, at least ours, is very, very strong. It
mm-hmm.
will make your eyes water.
Wow.
So, it goes back to the safety of the oils. We use them. The reason they come in these little, you know, 10-milliliter bottles is because we use them by the drop.
Right.
By the drop. And if you store it properly, which means in a cool and dry place, they will last you for a very, very long time.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good thing.
Well, it is. You know, I was just thinking about those tea tree oils, and I have used it before, even topically, when I had a cold sore, and I would put tea tree oil and that, and I could just feel it tingling straight away. It starts to kind of resorb in itself, excuse me, and I noticed that it would be less painful and clear much, much faster.
Absolutely.
Can I just interject here, though? Listeners, we are not in the position here through the radio to diagnose or treat any medical or health condition that you have. Okay, we just want you to be able to be aware of what's available as far as natural remedies in the way of essential oils.
That's right.
And if you have something that you have a specific concern about, it would be helpful that you get guidance by a health practitioner, and there are qualified practitioners working with essential oils called aromatherapists who can help you to be very precise with diagnosis and then the specific precise usage of the remedy for an intended purpose for treatment of an illness. But in a general way, you know, as far as just helping with day-to-day this is this and that, that isn't something that feels like a serious concern, then certainly all of us run to the store and grab lemon and honey and hot water for us, so, you know.
Right.
So this is something that's certainly not going to have any negative side effects and isn't going to cause you any harm in any way and can bring great healing.
It can bring great healing, but I have to clarify, because there are a lot of oils out there, and the misuse of oils can lead to permanent injury. We have hot oils, okay? Oregano, for example, cinnamon, clove, those are hot oils. So I really recommend that, you know, we have, as I gave all of you, a brochure of our top 10 oils. And within those top 10, I would say we have the must-have threes. The must-have threes are really the tea tree, the peppermint, and the lavender. Those are the ones that really you're pretty much you're safe. But I would also always recommend to read books and get the information that you need so that you're safe, and use common sense.
Absolutely.
Use common sense. The oils, water and oil,
don't mix.
So don't let them get into your eyes, your mouth, your ears, and
except for that one drop.
Exactly.
Right.
The only ones that we recommend to take orally and are our tea tree, our peppermint, and our citrus oils, which are like the lemon and the grapefruit and the sweet orange.
What are those hot oils? You know, you were saying that those certain ones were hot oils. What does that mean?
That means they literally burn.
Oh, okay.
They literally burn.
Okay, so have respect. These things will burn you.
So what about this ginger?
Ginger is good for digestion.
So this one you can, you know,
absolutely
digest.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Ginger is good.
I have another little personal story to tell about an experience.
Dr.
Now that you've just triggered my memory.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
I love it.
I have used, you know how you use cloves? I had a toothache once.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this was about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And I went and got essential oil of clove and put it on a cotton swab and stuck it up there on my gum, and it gave me huge relief. But let me tell you, I made the mistake of leaving it on there for a long time, and it did burn my gum.
Wow.
I took it off, and it looked, there was a big kind of wound looking thing
there.
I mean, it healed quickly, but I did injure myself. And I, you see what I did? I did this on my own accord. I didn't contact someone to get advice from who's qualified to do that. And I went, oh, I'll just do this. It did help my pain, but it did cause me a little bit of a, you know, an injury to the tissue. So that's how strong that is, the clove oil.
That's right. And that's why I went to a workshop to find out about the oils, because when I was reading about it, it was like, okay, this is great. But I also read about the safety precautions. And I felt safe enough to use tea tree, peppermint, and lavender. And my very first experience was with lavender. And lavender is referred to as the Divine Mother.
I would have to agree.
Divine Mother.
The Divine Mother. It's a major healer. It regenerates tissue. It's good for burns. It's soothing. It balances the mood. It's calming. It's relaxes. It's good for high stress. And I remember the very first one I tried, I literally put one drop of lavender on the back of my hand and inhaled it. Within seconds, I was I could not stay awake.
Oh,
and
my.
But it wasn't, it was just a gentle, it's like getting a warm hug.
Okay.
Like it's that warm and fuzzy feeling that kind of rocks you to sleep.
All right.
Okay,
it's
lifting up, lifting us up that vibrational ladder when we need a hug.
All right, the lavender
lullaby.
Lavender
hug. What did you say, lavender?
The lavender lullaby.
Lovely. Okay, so I believe we're going to need to take a break for just a moment and have a word from our sponsors
all
for the
right.
next part of the show. And then next we're going to be having an aromatherapy specialist calling in that's going to give us a little more info about these essential oils and usages.
All right, stay tuned. You're listening to WGIV 103.3 FM 1370 AM.
WGIV 103.3.
Have you or someone you know been in a car crash or any other accident? Call 704-399-9000. 1300. Whether you feel pain or not, you should be checked out. You need to see the doctors of chiropractic at the Accident Recovery Center, located at 3120 Wilkinson Boulevard in Suite D3. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28208. Our spines are our lifeline. At the Accident Recovery Center, you will find all the steps you need to make a full and rapid recovery. Walk-ins are always welcome. Visit our website at www.charlotte-chiropractic.com or once again, call 704-399-1300. On this fabulous Friday with Farah, BG, Dr. Leslie Merck, and myself, V-Zen. Our guest is on the line. Farah, you want to go ahead and introduce our guest?
Yes, absolutely. Her name is Brenda Wright, and everything I know about essential oils, I learned from Brenda.
Wow.
She is our traveling expert at the company. She does all our workshops. She's amazing. She has, I think, over 20 years of experience working with essential oils. So without further ado, Brenda, are you there?
Welcome,
Brenda.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us and helping us learn more from your expertise about essential oils. Brenda, we're really interested in learning a bit more about the energetic effects of essential oils. We understand that as we use them, they can be used medicinally and also just to elevate our mood or help us get centered again. How have you seen that happening in people's lives through all of your years of experience?
It's kind of fun to see because, you know, they say that women can always manipulate and change and set a setting in the room.
Hmm.
It's true. I mean, all you have to do is with a good scent. But I really like watching it with my grandchildren as they come running through the room. If I need to calm them down, I can do that.
Wow.
If I need to get them out of a depression, I can do that.
Oh, my.
That's
you know,
major.
If I need my husband to be responsive, I can do that. Or not.
I don't think that's fair.
I think I like that one.
Oh, totally fair. Totally fair.
Totally fair.
I don't know about all that right there.
It's all through the nose.
That's right. The nose knows.
No, but that
that's
is
true.
I mean, but that is a very important part of foreplay as well.
Oh, excuse me. This is the Dr. Leslie.
No, we're not going that far with that. We can also turn it off. Remember, there's an oil for turning it off as well.
It ain't
I
fair.
Love it.
Just not
I love
fair.
It.
No, but for real, you smell a person coming before you see them sometimes.
Yeah.
That's true. You do.
That's
yeah.
True.
I tell people tell me they can track me through a room full of people because all they have to do is breathe.
Wow.
Wow.
All they have to do is breathe.
Yep.
So tell us about that. What are some of the most profound experiences you have seen occur with the help of essential oils, Brenda?
I think the strongest one is a girl who has fought depression for years. You know, she's done all of the light therapy. She's done everything she could, and it just wasn't working. And we just took the simple bergamot, the bergamot oil, which is kind of be labeled as nature's Prozac.
Right.
And we just took and rubbed like two drops on the bottom of each foot. And within 10 minutes, you could see a light turning on in her face.
Wow.
And you could see that energy then going down through. And so then we put another drop on the heart reflex point on her left foot.
Mm-hmm.
And within about 20 minutes, you could see that her life was turning around. The lights were coming back on. The will to live instead of to die was there.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's been the most dramatic thing that I have seen was within 20, 30 minutes.
That is so
going
beautiful.
From wanting to die to wanting to live. It
that
is amazing.
That is so beautiful.
I get
and
the
I know how
all
these
over.
Things absorb. Once I was recommended to put to tape garlic on the bottoms of my big toes when I had the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I put Band-Aids on slices of garlic on my big toes. And I want to say that within 2 minutes, I was tasting garlic in my mouth.
Mm. Yes.
It was ridiculous.
That's
I thought, this is
works.
Crazy how fast things move
through
the body from your feet,
mm-hmm.
Brenda. So
yeah.
have you been
well,
using essential oils
on the bottom
on
of the feet are so much different. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, the pores on the bottom of the feet are receptors. That's why, you know, that's why diseases in some of these countries can, you know, you can pick it up through walking barefoot.
That's right.
But,
okay.
But it was designed that way because all of the energy points and reflex points are also on the bottom of your feet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's
right. Yeah. So there's a whole other field called reflexology that works
right.
The points are on the feet and the hands
works, yeah.
That can affect all mm-hmm. other parts of your body. So that's amazing. What brought you into your passionate walk with essential oils, Brenda? How did you discover these things 20 years ago?
Well, actually, where I live in Utah, that's where the biggest company started and was brought in. And I have had failing health and therefore low energy and low self-esteem all of my life. And with that introduction of essential oils from a friend, it turned my life around. Mm-hmm. My great-grandmother had done herbs, but then my grandmother and mother got into the medicine part, and it was quite frankly killing me.
Mm.
And so I got into some natural that way, but the energy lift and personal knowing that life was good and it was just lavender, just the beautiful lavender.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, just putting it on the bottom of my feet, and that turned me around, and I was like, okay, there's a whole new world out here.
That's right.
And we have good conversations. Essential oils and I just have good conversations all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they just speak to me.
I'm feeling that. That's a beautiful thing, for sure.
And they never argue.
Okay, there's no arguing there.
I
it's
like
all
that.
Peace
yes.
and harmony.
That's
yes,
fascinating.
Indeed.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to quickly ask Farah a question. You said something about changes in your skin with
Absolutely.
Using the essential
mm-hmm.
oils. Did Brenda help you get onto that? How did
yes,
this
because it's all by logging, I mean, getting on the calls that Brenda co-hosts on Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
and I found out about, you know, frankincense and lavender,
mm-hmm.
and so I
mm-hmm.
have my little mister with I mix it with the plant-derived minerals, and I put a couple of drops of a lavender and frankincense, and every morning, the first thing I do after I get out of the shower, I mist my face with the frankincense and lavender blend, and I let it dry, and then I proceed with my normal regimen, my moisturizer, and so on and so forth. And I started receiving. That's when everybody started to say, "What are you doing?"
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. and I used to struggle with adult acne. So that has
yeah.
helped me tremendously. The nutritionals as well, because it's all about inside and out.
Absolutely.
And so once you do the cleaning on the inside, that definitely the essential oils help to perfect your skin.
All
Didn't
right.
you say that you were mm-hmm. having to take some pharmaceutical drugs before that for
Absolutely.
Your skin?
Absolutely. Before I got into the whole nutritionals, I used to be on prescription drugs. I'm saying drugs.
yeah.
Yes,
okay.
for acne.
Prescription, yeah.
Yes, prescription. And I remember going to the dermatologist and saying, you know, is this going to ever go away? When am I going to need to stop taking this medication? And he was like, don't worry about it. It's low dose. It's not going to do anything to you. But I knew better.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started eating properly, then my skin cleared up and I could wean off of the medication. And then with the essential oils helped to kind of give you that glow.
That's right. You
Absolutely.
Definitely have it.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Ladies, now, I just want to let the listeners know that you can access these oils that Farah and Brenda are working with yourself. We've actually quickly put a link in on the Bridge Holistic Healing .com site, so
Wonderful.
That you can go to the same site that's always related to the show, www.bridge, B-R-I-D-G-E, Holistic, H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, Healing, HEALING.com, BridgeHolisticHealing.com. Click on shopping.
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 That's right.
And you'll mm-hmm. go to the page that will take you to Brenda and Farah's oils.
That is
that have
wonderful.
Brought about these amazing changes in their lives and all the people that Brenda has worked with through the years. Brenda, how many people do you think you've touched with these essential oils?
Oh, my word. We're talking 300 to 400 people that I've just worked with directly,
uh-huh.
and then they go and share. I keep it simple. I keep it basic so everyone can go and share the message of just simple uses of the oils. So when you multiply that, it can get into the thousands.
Yes,
I'm
okay.
Sure. Yeah.
So you've kind of helped teach other teachers who are going to be, you know, people who are bringing this gift to many others, each as an individual. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
I just want to give a special thanks because I am already changed.
Absolutely.
I'm sitting in the lavender, frankincense, and myrrh field as we speak.
You know,
thank you for having us.
Wait, I just have to say, Farah, before you go, that special stuff that I put on right before we came into the show, what was it called?
Well, I brought some of my favorite ones, and To Be Loved.
To Be Loved.
To Be Loved.
I have to say, I have never smelled such a smell. I love
To Be Loved.
I don't leave my house without a drop of To Be Loved and Prosperity.
Okay, so what I'm getting from
there
that is, so what it means is that the line that you ladies are working with has some essential oils that are singular, and then some that are already blended up just right to bring a generalized change, like this To Be Loved thing. I have to say, I felt so loved and love when I was smelling that smell. It was just a wonderful, uplifting feeling.
That's absolutely right. We have single oils, and we also have blends, which we've already, you know, blended perfectly for you, and they are available for purchase, yes.
Terrific. So, again, listeners, you can go on to www.bridgeholistichealing.com, click on shopping, and you will see Farah's oils and be able to click and go straight into that if you want to get some for yourself. Or what's the price ranges of these things? How much do people spend?
Most of these oils are in the $20 range, average.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But then when you're, you know, the blends tend to be a little bit more expensive because we mixed obviously several oils to come to that that mix. But most of them are in the $20 range.
Is that on your website?
Yes, it is.
What is your website?
It is www.fnoelhealth.longevityonline.com.
Wow.
Now I know that
that's a
mouthful.
Bridge Holistic.
Exactly.
So you will get to that site through Bridge Holistic once you get in there.
Yes.
So just so it's a little easier to remember. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. And we appreciate, getting the education and information to help us move into more empowered lives naturally. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. You're listening to 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, The Holistic Living Show with Dr. Leslie. Stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily.
GIV 103.3.
We are back with Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie here this Friday with our next guest, Marcella Ashburn McBride. And I'm so excited to be continuing this conversation about the Mary Magdalene energies because I am so feeling that love and I am just so excited. Yes, okay. BG, Dr. Leslie, Merck, and we still have the fabulous Farah in the house. Dr. Leslie?
Well, we're so excited to be continuing forward with the new level that we reached last week.
Yes,
with Judy
it was
Satori,
definitely a new level.
Learning about really what's happening on the planet right now with new energy activations coming through. And again, this is going to be something that can work as a tool to move us up that ladder to where we're actually living, feeling, thinking, and being from a higher frequency, which means that we are stepping into that capacity to receive all the blessings that are there for us, overcome our obstacles, and live at a higher level of joy. So, Marcella, we welcome you today. We're really excited to hear more about what's up with these changes and everybody talking about the Mary Magdalene energies. I noticed that you and Judy Satori were both really fully connecting and
totally
bringing
aligned.
Forward this conversation about Mary Magdalene at the same time.
That's why I said totally aligned.
Is that amazing? So that Judy was actually flying to France and then going to those caves and connecting with that energy on Friday. Actually, she was flying on Saturday, and then arriving into the caves there on Sunday. And on that same Sunday, and these ladies don't even know one another, Marcella was bringing through her Mary Magdalene seminar and workshop, a gathering of women together where she was bringing through those energies. Marcella, tell us what happened and how you see this whole movement going.
Yeah, so can you hear me well?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I feel all of your love already.
Wonderful.
I feel really good. Yeah, absolutely. So ultimately what I think this is about is the divine feminine is really opening up and being seen in a whole new way on the planet right now. And this message is so deeply nourishing for women, but it's also equally as important for men, for
yes.
everyone on the planet.
Yes.
And so the way Mary's message coincides and blends with this so well is that it's time for us as a species to awaken to this divine, this Christ light that lives within every single one of us.
Mm-hmm.
That there's no one special person anymore. That this is about us all awakening to our own divine light.
Wow.
And what Mary's message really was about, and I do believe that she was the divine partner of Christ, of Yeshua, that we know as Jesus Christ. And Yeshua, as the man, embodied the Christ light. And the Christ light is what we all have the ability to awaken within us. So there's no longer this separation that we have to be in a special church or we have to be led by a special person
right.
in order to awaken them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is something that's there for every single one of us at every moment, and that's such an empowering thing.
Yes, it
absolutely.
Is.
I feel it as you speak
I
it,
know.
Marcella.
I
feel it as you speak it, you know, and it just reminds me of the scripture that says even basically this is not a battle of flesh and blood. Our struggle is not one of flesh and blood, but principles and principalities. In other words, that the physicality is really not where it's at. It's an energetic and spiritual happening as far as everything that we see as representing that which we call God.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually much wider than being contained within a physical body.
That's right.
It's an essence. It's a Holy Spirit that's all the way around the planet
yes.
and there with each one of us every day and every moment. So, Marcella, how do we access this new awakening of the Christ within us through the Mary Magdalene message? What is new and different? What are we supposed to do with it?
Well, you know what really comes through for me strongly with her message is it's very important that we, especially as women, but all people, gather together in circle and specifically in ritual. That it's time for us to take back these sacred words of ritual, of church, of of being together, of what it means to be woman, of what it means to be man, what is the sacred masculine and the divine feminine, what are these principles, really start to ask those questions and then look for clues. You know, our life is this big puzzle, and we gain these clues along the way, and this journey with Mary Magdalene has been this amazing gathering of these mysterious clues that have awakened within me this divine message I'm meant to be a part of bringing to the planet, as many other people are.
Mm-hmm.
They're awakening to this magic and this message. And so what I would say is cultivating the principles of the divine feminine, which are developing your intuition.
Mm-hmm. Developing intuition, uh-huh.
Yes.
Developing intuition, trusting that no matter what, that inner voice that tells you what you need in every moment.
Yes.
Okay.
It never fails.
Never. Thank you.
Yes. And second, intuition is one of the strongest. It's also cultivating community. It's really these feminine principles of deep self-care, of inner listening and knowing. Trusting our creative process,
mm-hmm.
that we are creative beings, and being creative is such a divine process within itself, because we are ever evolving. We're in this creation always. We never stop.
That's right.
So paying attention to that creative voice inside of us and how that wants to be expressed, if that's through dance and movement or painting or poetry, whatever inspires you, that's that divine spark of inspiration.
Okay.
That's awesome. And I keep hearing that word trust come in there as you're speaking, Marcella, about trusting intuition, moving
yeah.
into a community with trust, trusting
yeah.
the creative voice and the creative process within us.
Yeah.
How do we let go of our fears in a life as hectic as life is in this world and step into a higher level of trust with these things, Marcella?
Well, you know, laying boundaries.
Laying boundaries. Beautiful.
Laying boundaries is so important. It's important for us to be surrounded by people that inspire us.
Yes.
And that hold us to that higher level.
That's right. That's awesome.
Okay, so being responsible for who we're being around,
absolutely.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also just pay attention to how we feel in certain situations and around certain people. And if we're finding ourselves being too chaotic or too overbooked or around people that put us in a state of chaos, you know, I went through a tremendous process of clearing out relationships that weren't serving me anymore and setting boundaries lovingly but clearly with my family
uh-huh.
so I could step into what I'm meant to be doing.
Mm.
Had I not done that, I would not be where I am right now and able to access these magical energies and this message that's coming through had I not laid those boundaries.
Right.
Okay. So you actually started tuning in. It sounds like you're mentioning actually noticing and honoring our feelings, okay,
absolutely.
And letting those feelings guide us towards choices, feelings about how we feel when we're in certain people's presence. And then
yeah.
you started being specific, following your inner guidance to be more around some people and less around others, or more in some situations and less around others. And then with that, you're saying that you started getting clear guidance from within and actually tapping
yeah.
into the Holy Spirit's voice to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. That's
yeah. And there's no way I could have done that had I not taken steps with a lot of loving support from my beloved John to really understand in the situations that I was in to have that reflection back. You know, when you're around these certain people, you always come home agitated.
That's deep. That's true.
Well, thanks for telling me.
Yeah, exactly. For example, or seeing my interactions with families were so deeply rooted in our connections with family that we often can't see out of it. We can't see how people that we love dearly affect us.
Mm.
And that we love someone, but we don't have to be around them all the time. We don't have to fulfill what we feel is like our familial requirement somehow.
But wow.
And ultimately, the message is we choose our life. We choose the people that we're around. We choose how we spend our energy. And
we choose our life.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Now,
absolutely.
Now, them people that you're talking about, they somewhat drain your frequency or reduce your
yeah.
frequency
yeah.
through your encounter with them, right?
Yes, absolutely. You can feel it. You can feel your energy is drained.
There we go. So when you're hanging out with somebody and you're starting to feel worn out, know that you are being drained in that circumstance. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Marcella, I want to let the listeners know that you are going to be with us for a more lengthy educational conversation in 2 weeks with more understanding about what's happening on the planet right now, these Mary Magdalene frequencies, and how to step into consciously choosing our life. Marcella, please share with us your website so that people can visit you and learn more about what's coming through for you. Are you there? Okay. So we've lost Marcella. Marcella's en route to Asheville, North Carolina right now.
And it's raining.
And it is raining. Marcella Ashburn McBride, if you Google her, her website is very close to her own name.
Okay.
Okay. So it's Marcella, M-A-R-C-E-L-A. Ashburn McBride, M-C-B-R-I-D-E. Even if you put Marcella McBride, you'll be getting there and find the website where she's actually sharing in more depth what she's up to and what's coming through. Thank you to Marcella.
Absolutely. I appreciate her calling in. I just want to say this has been very enlightening for me. I'm feeling fabulous. The smell in the room is intoxicating and bringing our frequencies much higher. I hope that Sung from the American Deli is listening. I just want to say hi to Sung.
Hi, Sung.
Hello. I want to say hi to Dr. Wales and them.
You have to. Dr. Paul Wales. That was awesome. Let me also say that there is a free visit if you mention the Holistic Living Show and you go see Dr. Wells out there on Wilkerson Boulevard. So make that happen. You get x-rays, a spinal exam, and everything you need.
A spinal alignment. Give you a treatment. You know what I noticed about Accident Recovery Center? And by the way, Dr. Wells happens to be Dr. Leslie's twin brother.
That's right.
We're both doctors of chiropractic.
That's amazing.
Practicing a bit differently because I'm working in holistic healing, and the Accident Recovery Center is very much addressing people's needs after an accident.
Absolutely.
And if you have back pain, it's actually quickly using high-end technologies to work with spinal recovery after injuries to your neck and back, and also to help with other needs that accidents can bring forward, even with your financial recovery, to where there's assistance with your insurance, working with your insurance company, and legal advice when it's needed. So we look forward to hearing about all of the listeners that need it, getting down to Accident Recovery System at the Walmart Plaza on Wilkinson Boulevard, and also on W.T. Harris Boulevard, Wells Chiropractic.
That's
They've
right.
got
they
two
do
convenient
have two locations.
Locations.
Did you want to give a shout-out to Dr. Guile?
Yeah. No, I was just saying I'm going to go over there after the show. Say, holistic living.
Exactly. And get your free exam, no doubt.
Free exam. Advise the rest of the community and whatnot to check them out.
And not just the free exam, but your x-rays and your treatment. So their number is
704-399-1300.
Accident Recovery Center. Get
and
your free visit.
Your website, once again, is
www.bridgeholistichealing.com.
What about the video things is coming out Monday?
Yes. Okay. So Monday we are going to have on the website.
Yes.
On the www.bridgeholistichealing.com website.
Yes.
We are going to have the video of last week's interview with Judy Satori.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not just a conversation. That was an experience.
Oh, goodness. That was history.
Yes.
Like, seriously.
She brought through Holy Spirit heavenly language.
Yes.
Which creates an energy activation, and she's going to be sharing more with us when she comes back from those caves in France.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that.
Looking
after
so
Marcella.
Forward to
and
it.
And I want to thank her because she broke it down in a way that the average person can actually understand what's going on.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of this is new to a lot of people.
That's right.
So in the clarity of what she was stating in her conversation, within the interview, it was, I mean, It was to the point where you could actually understand how to tap in and what the activations do for you.
Absolutely.
As a person.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
So, I mean, I personally, and I think a lot of people here in the sunny South, have related this type of heavenly language to the Pentecostal church, okay, where the Holy Spirit moves through people in languages that we don't understand, and there's a lot of conversation about it in the New Testament,
right?
Looking at the events of the disciples in the upper room and what we call the day of Pentecost, okay? Well, as we move forward in time and our understanding of life in the world around us and science, we're able to see those things that are spiritual in new ways and lights, so where we understand them from a different perspective. And now we're really getting that this type of language and what Judy calls light language is available to us all.
Yes.
And not only that, it actually brings through an energetic effect to where there can be healing and raising of our own frequencies and very precise outcomes from sound.
Just
and I want to say,
listening.
Soon we're going to be having a show where we really go into the science and spirit of sound.
Beautiful.
And what sound waves do and what specific sound frequencies are able to bring about in our bodies, our minds, our spirits, and our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to that. And you know what? I'm sitting here looking at Merck, our very spiritual and God-led board man.
The one and only.
Master of music as well. You know, and that he's one person I've met for whom music is a ministry.
Yes.
And he is able, he's very much in touch with the gift of sound and how different sounds can create healing and different effects on us.
Oh, I love this. It's a Merck moment.
Yeah. Thank you, Merck, the minister of sound.
I think you should say something. You know, we got Merck in here all the time. Don't nobody ever really know that Merck around.
You know?
That's the magic.
So keep the magic in the Merck moment with the ministry of music.
Now,
I love it.
Before we go, how different is light language from an angelic script?
I don't know. Tell me what you mean by angelic script.
That's the language of the angels.
Well, I would say that it's the same. We're talking about a heavenly, divine language that's not from here.
Right.
And is awakened from within and brought through. It's, you know, this is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Actually, if you look in the Christian Bible, it talks about it as one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And we would say that the Holy Spirit gifts are available for us all. And again, what Marcella was discussing was about awakening that Christ light within. We all, the Bible says the kingdom of God is within. And so we have access to all of the spiritual gifts and realms that God has for us from within ourselves. It's not something to go chasing after on the outside.
Absolutely. But let's not forget what she said. It's about, you know, that clearing the pathway and separating yourself from those energies that
Absolutely.
Would stop you from being in a space where you can hear, listen, and be guided.
Or stunt your growth.
Absolutely.
Now, and speaking of that clearing and moving into a healthier environment, next week we are going to be focusing on what we're putting in our bodies it can cause blockage or clearance.
Yes.
Okay? So we're going to talk a bit more about what Brenda mentioned earlier on, and also what Farrah was talking about as far as what we consume and whether it's bringing us up that scale more into the light or causing us to be more blocked.
Being what you eat.
Okay, absolutely.
And I just want to give a shout out to LVG.
Okay, give a shout out to LVG. I'd like to say hi to Angela Berry if she's listening, and I hope she is. I've enjoyed the show. You're listening to 103.3 FM, 1370 AM.
And I want to thank our guests for coming by, you know, sharing your time and your knowledge with us.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Farrah.
Thank you for having me.
You've been a blessing to many of us today.
That's right, no doubt. And we look forward to next week's show, and I hope you tune back into Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie on 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, the soul of Charlotte.
Blessings and love. Till next week, we are your bridge to wholeness.
That's right, we are the bridge to wholeness.
And we smell good, too.
is someone you know been in a car crash or any other accident, call 704-399-1300. Whether you feel pain or not, you should be checked out. You need to see the doctors of chiropractic at the Accident Recovery Center, located at 3120 Wilkinson Boulevard in Suite D3. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28208. Our spines are our lifelines. At the Accident Recovery Center, you will find all the steps you need to make a full and rapid recovery. Walk-ins are always welcome. Visit our website at www.charlotte-chiropractic.com, or once again, call 704-399-1300.
It's the Doug Banks Show.
We're letting you go ahead and do it. These are your serious parting shots to whoever that was you broke up with.
The one other thing that I would have said is that I faked it a lot.
Oh, whoa.
Ow. Yeah, how long were you with this guy?
For 13 years.
13 years? So how many times do you think you faked it out of 13 years?
Look, I can't even count. Okay.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Renee. What's the one thing you wish you would have told him that you didn't?
That I had an abortion.
Whoa.
Oh.
You kept that from him?
Yeah.
Really? What did you want to ask?
Nothing. I don't want to ask nothing. I'm just tripping on all of those. What?
I did. What do you want to ask? I wanted to ask, was it his?
Oh, whoa.
It's the Doug Banks Show, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. till 7 p.m., right here on the Soul of Charlotte, WGIV.
It's the Doug Banks Show.
Carry On Travel Connections is proud to announce its new office serving the Charlotte area. Carry On can put you on your dream vacation for pennies on the dollar. Imagine taking a vacation in a luxury resort for as little as $3.99 per week. Carry On is a private membership travel agency that can get you the best prices on luxury condominiums, hotels, and so much more. Why pay retail when you can get member-exclusive prices up to 75% below normal websites? Call 877-445-0778 for membership information on how you can travel for pennies on the dollar and fulfill your travel dreams.
Certified Entertainment and AE Music Group presents the 2K13 CIP Lounge Music Fest.